Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Melinda Zarate here with Emboldened Heart. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today to get a boost, an energy boost for you on all levels, body, mind, and spirit. Because whether or not it feels like it right now, the universe is on your side. And today I have with us one of my dearest and most favorite guests, my friend and colleague, Dr. Allison Kay. Hey, Allison, welcome.
Hello, beloved sweet you. Hi, I'm so glad to be here too with you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm delighted to have you with us. And I know people are, in the scheme of things, they're doing really well. They're handling what's going on with great grace and fortitude and courage and all that good stuff. But all of us, no matter how evolved we are, I think we're having kind of moments of eek, and lots of, you know, confusion and wonderings. And so we all know that because we are in a physical body and we are on planet Earth at this time, that there are just some things that we're being called to sort of march through right now. And so we need support and leadership, and we need to align ourselves and to ally ourselves with people whose entire reason for being here is to help. And Allison is one of those people. So so happy so happy to be able to share her energy and her love and her inspiration with you today. So we have a lot going on. I mean, there are a lot of different ways that we can take this conversation. But Allison, I know you've been doing some really just kick butt stuff lately. Things around money, things around energy, things around fear, dissolution. And so where are you kind of guided to take the listeners today?
Okay, so that's exactly how I expected this to go when I asked what was needed, was that you would show me in what you say, and then we'll do it. So let me check in with you, okay, and get your your guidance on this. I feel like, so, Melinda, I know that from the very hit of this, I mean, I've been dealing with this since it was over in China because of where my clients lay across the planet. And from the very beginning of this, I have not been guided to talk about the meaning or the significance or the big reason behind it. Because as you know, and some of your listeners know, I have been talking about this since 2011. And also that people just needed the calmness and the needing rather than like the philosophical discussion about this. I mean, people have been and continue to be traumatized mildly to even severely if they're on the front lines, and they're losing people in their family if they're not on the front lines. So there's like this reoccurring mild trauma that's happening. So
right.
I know that like in my, yeah, so I have been addressing the here and now reactivity and what's taking people out of center to just keep people calm and centered enough to be able to then lean in and perceive that the universe is in fact on our side. So I don't even feel like here espousing why this might be happening, but I feel like here talking about how best to use this time as well as helping people drop into their center is a better use. What's your sense, my dear?
Absolutely agreed. Yeah, I think all of us, you know, maybe not even on a truly conscious level, we're all, you know, we're all kind of philosophizing about it because, you know, we have to. But we really need, I think, to feel supported and uplifted in this now. So I think that's, I mean, we're both right on the same page.
Of course. No surprise here.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I feel like what I want to do right now is an actual vibrational upgrade to help with that support. Just drop people right in with a series of clearings and activations. Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then we'll come back out and chat a little bit more.
Great.
All right. So if you're happens to be driving right now or operating a subway train or a bulldozer or any kind of heavy equipment, even amidst the social distancing and stay-at-home orders that the majority of us are living under, please stop driving or operating that heavy equipment or machinery so that you can not be responsible for anything other than just receiving right now. So you may want to be with your head against like a wall in case it you knock out, because sometimes these clearings do that. They knock out the conscious mind that's full of that worry and that's full of that what if and wondering and all the places that your mind is being taken, whether you're completely unplugged from the media, partially unplugged or fully plugged in, you're still receiving from the collective. And so we just want to help quiet. So what may happen is that your conscious mind knocks out and it feels like you may be spacing out, dozing off, daydreaming, and even snoring. People have experienced all of the above. So if you can have your head against the backrest, cool. You might feel heat. You might feel tingling. You might feel a twitch in your muscles. You may feel a tightening in a certain area of your body as the energy gets in. Even while I'm talking, it's already happening. I know I can feel some of you perceiving it and receiving it. Yawning too. Yawning is a really good sign. It's not because you're tired. It's because you're shifting levels of consciousness. Okay. So any and all of the panic or fear or worry or concern or anguish over the suffering that is happening on our planet right now, are you willing to burn it all up with the flames of transmutation?
Yes.
Yeah. Those listeners, you all may want to listen, may want to say yes to it. Collapses even more of a bridge to allow even more of the clearing to get into your field and consciousness at all the levels. So any and all of the, I'm going to go through a bunch of causes right now, or places that may be making it harder for you to stay calm and centered and open during this. So any and all of the conditioning from the trance of the masses that's causing any increased level of panic or worry or angst or anguish or fear, we're going to go ahead and burn all that up with the flames of transmutation. Any and all of the free-floating thoughts or traumas, as you hear new levels of numbers, as you have word of other friends getting positive diagnoses, as you hear more and more, anything that's causing a re-triggering of mild trauma from this COVID-19 pandemic, those are also all getting burned up with the flames of transmutation. Any and all of the contracts, oaths, vows, swearings, promises, and blood oaths that are contributing in any way to you having less peace, less ability to center, less calm during this COVID-19, we're burning those up across all time, space, dimensions, and realities. And I believe, Melinda, that you attract advanced enough listeners. My sense is I'm going to go ahead and actually go into a karma, a much more advanced,
okay,
higher level.
Great.
So any and all.
You.
Yeah. It's my honor. I'm happy to say it. Any and all karma, as appropriate, that is contributing to you having less ability to stay centered and calm and in all karma as appropriate within you, that is in any way causing you to go into more fear, more concern, more worry, more angst, anguish, pain, suffering, and focus only on that, all of that is going to get burned up with the flames of transmutation and any and all of the karma as appropriate of any nation and of the planet Earth herself. I ask that you all, beautiful beings, act as surrogates to allow that karma to also burn off with ease and grace that has led to the necessity, creation, and or perpetuation of this COVID-19 pandemic. Bring all of that karma up with ease, grace, and joy. The flames, the transmutation for each of the listeners, highest and best. Any and all conclusions and beliefs and judgments you have about how bad this is, let's go ahead and burn those up too. And any and all imprints from your parents, and any and all imprints from your lineage that are in any way causing you to have a harder time getting to your center, getting to peace, getting to trust, getting to calm amidst this COVID-19. We're going to also burn up all of those with the flames of transmutation, clearing them right on out. I'm likely going to be silent for a few moments as I go in and do deeper cleansing now. Y'all might want to inhale and exhale. Allow more of this energy to come in. And so you can get more of a shift too. A fair amount of holding. Some of you may want to go ahead while I continue to run this and put one hand on your crown, the top of your head, palm facing down, and one hand on your sacral area. There's some holding out there where there's a bit of resistance and a bit of actual ego mind or mental stubbornness to allowing yourself as if you're meant to suffer. So any and all of the unconsciousness from any causes around, we deserve this, you're meant to suffer, we're meant to suffer, there's no way to alleviate this, this won't work. Nothing will work. We're doomed. Any and all of that thinking. These are the end times. Death, gloom, dismal. Yeah, good, 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 good. Some shifting going on. All of that's getting burned up with the flames of transmutation. All of the visual impressions you've gotten from the media and the suffering out there. That's and the effects of that. Getting burned up with the flames of transmutation that are causing you any lack of peace or centering or calmness. The empathic absorption you're doing from the collective fear or what seems to you on behalf of your family or your loved ones. We're going to burn that up too. Good. Activating the upgrade now. So any and all latent keys and codes and inherent talents and ancient wisdom within you, and any and all blessings and support possible to bring this all into alignment now with your at least fifth divine blueprint and the planet at least fifth divine blueprint with grace and ease and joy for our highest and your highest potential and your highest possibilities and our highest possibilities to be realized. Activating the upgrade now. Beautiful. I have the breeze lovingly going through the trees right in front of me. There's a lot of support. I'd also like to give you all a special gift and blessing. If you can take, you can move your hands off your body now if you want. But I'm just asking for one hand to go move back a little bit from the top center of your head. Just move it back about an inch and a half. And I'm going to go ahead and there seems to be a lot of support wanting to get out to each of you, almost like I'm going to give you a daily companion of a very high vibration to help provide support and help you continue to increase despite and in spite and amidst what's going on right now. The sparkles of the magic of the multidimensional existence that's poking itself through and wants and needs to be worked with more into our mundane everyday lives, that sacredness. So helping you stay connected to that charmed essence of existence, of being in a physical body on planet Earth right now, even amidst the COVID-19 crisis. I'm going to be silent for a moment. I'm probably going to end up toning. Good, good receiving, love. I want to give you another tip, by the way. The thymus gland, every chakra is connected to one of the major endocrine glands of the hormonal system. The thymus gland regulates our immunity, and it's connected to the heart chakra. There's our higher heart chakra, which is where both the traditional Chinese culture that created from Taoism, that created acupuncture and Qigong, and the yogic culture from India that created Ayurveda and yoga and meditation, in fact. They both believe the spirit resides at the heart chakra. So the higher heart chakra is about an inch above. So go right in the center of your chest between your nipples, parallel and lateral to your nipples. Now go up about an inch or I don't know what that is in metrics, I'm sorry, and tap there. So you're about 2.5 inches below your, I don't know how everybody's sternum and torso is different, but you're not near the clavicle. You're basically halfway between the clavicle and the center between the nipples. And just tap lightly there. We're going to do that for about 10 taps. If you do that every morning and just think, okay, I'm activating my immune system. Thank you, thymus gland. That will also be a quick help, not to say come out of social distancing because now you're set.
Right.
But it will help. We want to boost the immune system. I also know there's another tip that wants to come through, two more from holistic wellness perspective of boosting the immune system. In China, they were using intravenous doses of vitamin C. I know that there's a lot of vitamin C on back order, but if you can now the supplement industry is not regulated in the United States. So there's a lot of different quality stuff. And sometimes people can try something and take a real crap product, and so they get no results. And so they conclude that supplements don't work, or they cannot take enough dosage or for long enough to see the difference. But if you, I know I like to use Dr. Mercola's liposomal vitamin C because it's a more bioavailable one. However, everybody's body is different, and so amla berry is the highest fruit content of C. That's the amla berry, and I'm a wholesaler for the Maharishi Ayurvedic company, and that's called online, it's MAPI, MAPI.com, and they have, if you look up Amrit, there's two different longevity formulas that contain amla berry. I'm saying amla, A-M-L-A. That's another form of vitamin C that a lot of people's bodies like. Other people's like ester C. So I'm not talking about like eating an orange a day. I'm talking about what helped in China with the COVID-19 is intravenous vitamin C. And there's some naturopaths doing this in the States as well. So the body pees out any excess vitamin C. It's just fine. It just doesn't use it. So there's no danger. It's not like you're on a prescription drug or it's chemically configured in such a way that excess will lead to damage. So if you wanted to dose yourself a bit higher, use your own guidance about how much that is. Go ahead and do that. And then also one other suggestion is the sun. There's a real new study that showed that a lot of the people who ended up hospitalized or even coming down with a more severe case of when they got COVID-19, there were vitamin D shortages. If you can get out in the sun, if you're a white person or light white skin, 20 minutes in the sun will induce enough IU of vitamin D. If you're darker skin, brown to black, then you have to stay out almost double that amount of time because your skin is blocking. You get natural sunblock protection there in your melanin. So there you have it.
Thank you.
What else can I do to serve, Melinda? Yeah.
You're welcome. Oh, yeah. That is that's really helpful. I thank you. Yeah, I loved it that you brought in all of those components for the upgrade that you did. I think that was super important. And I had kind of today, I actually taught a very small class that it was just so obvious to me that the women were freaked out. And we were outside, you know, in the sun with a lot of trees, 10 feet apart. You know, there were only four of us. But I realized that everyone is kind of, we're all kind of freaking out a little. So today I gave myself permission to freak out for just like a few minutes and just dissipate that energy, that pent up energy that's kind of sitting in all of us. Those of us who've been on this path for a long time, we know what to do. We do. We've got tools. We know to meditate and pray and affirm and do the movement. But this is just like something, you know, that we're not used to. And so I just gave myself permission and invited the other women in the class to just freak out for just a few minutes. And, oh, it felt so good. And I know you're big on having fun and just releasing and having fun. So I would just encourage anybody that's listening to give yourself permission to just have a freak out for just a few minutes, you know, yell, scream, make weird faces, whatever you need to do. And then take a nice deep breath and collect yourself and you're going to feel so much better. I know I do. Go ahead.
Well, it's perfect what you're saying right now is all. I know that I'm listening sometimes to when CNN or MSNBC does or BBC does work with a therapist to bring them in. How can we help people with mental anxiety? Not necessarily already having anxiety, but COVID-19 induced anxiety. And one of the aspects is notice that you're going to have different coping behaviors that you're adopting during this time, but that you'll allow to dissipate. So if that's eating a chocolate chip cookie every night, cool. If it doesn't, which doesn't have to qualify into 10 extra minutes on the treadmill, for example. I saw myself the first week this was happening, swallowing down more organic, low-calorie Annie's popcorn than I, on a weeknight. I mean, that's usually my cheat, dark chocolate on a Sunday night, you know, or a Saturday night. I was doing that like on a Tuesday night. Yeah. So I know that also my body didn't want exercise. The first week, this really 2 weeks ago, I think it was when it really started to become clear, okay, our decision makers in the United States are not doing a good job. This is going to last longer and it's going to get bigger. And holy shit. Excuse my French.
Feel free.
I didn't exercise that week. Cool. I didn't exercise that week. My body wanted so much softness and so much nurturing and no pushing.
Right.
So please be flexible and fluid with yourselves and know that you're going to be adopting coping mechanisms that you don't need to go into self-judgment or self-blame for. And no one, including meditation teachers and Buddha himself, is expecting you to be able to stay calm and peaceful this entire time. This is meditation in action. And when you do go off center, let yourself feel that freak out. My mom brought me up with, Allison, go out in the backyard and scream for 10 minutes or go in the closet and cry for 10 minutes and then be done with it. You know, that's the second chakra. Let yourself feel what you're feeling. Don't shove it down. I see Americans do this, like Westerners, but particularly Americans, like if you're on the path, the spiritual path or the meditation path, it's like you hold yourself to such strict standards that aren't even what, you know, originally Buddha subscribed to. So there's some translation of, I must be perfect. I must get this spiritual thing right. I must get this centering, this peace, this calm. I must be serene. I must emit light. I must emit calm and healing for everybody around me. And like, as if that's possible in the midst of COVID-19. Cut it out. Give yourself some more love. Chocolate chip cookies are the way to go right now.
That's so true. And I so appreciate you, Dr. Allison J.K., telling us this, because it is true. I think everybody, at first, everybody needed that slow down and that softness and that lack of movement to just process what was happening, to even just assimilate the most like minuscule understanding of what was happening and what was getting ready to unfold. And then after everyone, you know, kind of went through that, then it was almost like a frenzy of activity, you know, even though we weren't quite sure how to do it or why. Yeah. And now I think people are getting a little bit more into kind of a real sense of self-ownership and self-sovereignty again, even amidst all of this, you know, wild experience, this wild ride that we're on right now as a human family. I mean, it's like the biggest roller coaster ride we could possibly have imagined. And we're in it.
We are
being
forced to learn how to So I remember when I was living in Asia, the decade I lived there studying this stuff, I had already been meditating for I don't know how long, maybe 10 years. And I remember sitting in a meditation outside where there was all this honking that was going on and people screaming and fireworks going off. Daily fireworks went off in Taiwan. And I was like, I see why meditation comes from the East. And then when I was in India, my yoga teacher training, it was the same thing. Loads of activity, loads of life, loads of chaos. And so meditation, and I remember one of my earlier teachers, she said, you light a candle, you burn incense, you play music. That's not meditation. That's relaxation. So we are being given an opportunity right now that is actually meditation in action. But expecting yourself to be some supreme model of serenity is just unrealistic. And frankly, it's arrogant. So go.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of slap dab crazy, really. To try and maintain that kind of persona through this, you know, on an ongoing basis. Yeah, we step into that place where we do have it together, and we are calm and we are open, and then we fall apart and go get a chocolate chip cookie or, you know, whatever it is. just be kind to yourselves. Love yourselves through this. Give yourselves permission to be a little wacky and have some fun, and to know that this is sacred, what's going on right now with all
mm-hmm.
of us, isn't it, Allison? It this is a very sacred experience. This is
can I talk about that a second?
Yes, please. Absolutely.
Yeah. Because this is definitely one of the biggest hits I got when I asked how can I be of best service to Melinda and her people today. It's this chunk. I don't know. Did we have 30 minutes?
We've got a few more minutes if you want to keep going. It won't cut off.
Okay. So this is beyond the why is this happening. This is, okay, so this is assuming you get why this is happening, because anybody who's listening to this is conscious enough to come with come in and listening to this with some kind of coherent understanding that's enough to help you be able to receive. Okay, so how do we make best use of this sacred passage, as Melinda was just talking about, that this is a sacred, almost, I don't want to call it a gift because that feels so flying in the face of the actual death and suffering and all of what the frontline workers are fielding. So I don't mean to say that it's a gift, because clearly it's not. And I know the two times I have ended up with tears in my eyes since this has been happening, and I cry, but I don't cry frequently. So that was kind of noticeable, has been that humanity requires this level of suffering in order to pay attention to the divine and get over our own little ego mind will and merge with that will. With our own higher will, not that we just disappear, but so what can you be doing in this time now? Because it almost feels like a sacred procession, like we're walking through a procession leading to a sacred site. And right now, and those processions and sacred sites in ancient temples, they are to clear our everyday mind chatter so that when we arrive at the center of the pyramid or at the center where the sacred geometry comes together and the harmonics and coherence are really there, we're quieted to be able to reset, have been created by the ancient ones in that sacred site. So it's almost as if my sense, and it's the first time I'm just saying this out loud, bringing it all together. So thank you, Melinda.
Sure.
It's almost like there's a procession going on right now, and we're clearing right now. But what life can you be preparing? What can you be sniffing and smelling out that is getting created, not only just for your life, which is huge in and of itself, but what sacredness wants to be brought through on behalf of the new green technology, on behalf of new spiritual technology, on behalf of what I've been talking about since 2011, moving into the new golden era with unity and with compassion, where you're doing what you love and there's no more, I'm suffering in my cubicle, hating this job because I need to pay for my insurance for my kids and mortgage, but total fulfillment where your gifts are singing out and everybody's living from that space. No longer an ideal like that people tune out to because it sounds so woo-woo, but in fact, what are you choosing during this time now to help you tune into that divine plan for you and your life and help take action and make choices that will allow you to be seeding that new life now? Because that's what, not only the sacred procession, but we're also meant to be in action right now, making seeding or even taking action, depending on where you're at, for this new world that's going to emerge after this massively painful clearing and cleansing.
Yes. It is. It's a sacred passage that we are, every one of us, in. No one's exempt. We're all in it. So just know that you are being called to your highest potential right now. And Allison, thank you so much for being here and giving us those vibrational upgrades that we so needed and were like so open to, like, yes, we're ready. Come on, bring it.
All right, free
gift.
So you guys, just to help you, it's my honor, Melinda, you know that's why we're here together in part. The free gift, you guys, you're getting given a free gift that is honestly $97 on my website, and it was $97 to go to the event. It was a video Zoom event for Money is on Your Side. So like the title of the show, The Universe is on Your Side. All of life is happening for you, not to you. Money is on your side as well. And so to help keep the calm down, part of the new paradigm is abundance for all. Yeah? So there is a free gift, an audio form only, And you can see smell and see signs of that with the way that the governments are releasing funds to keep the economy going. People aren't having to work for that money. They're staying at home, getting rest, getting much needed rest, and still getting money. I'm not saying this is a vacation, but I'm not saying it's not. So there's some there's some sniff of the abundance for all vibrations through what the governments are doing with the economic, I don't want to call them stimulus packages, but the economic recovery packages. So that having been said, maybe that plus the money is on your side audio clearing that you're getting given as a free gift. People were tingling for that for like 4 days afterwards, not even listening to the replay.
Yeah.
There's some
high level.
So enjoy
it's
that.
Incredible. It's that is a Lulu. It's a Lulu. And so, yes, it is. So if you are listening and you would like to receive that free audio, which I highly recommend, all you need to do is either email me or visit my website at emboldenedheart.com, and you'll see there'll be a link for you to click and receive that audio. And please take advantage of it. It is absolutely beautiful and powerful, and it will make an enormous difference for you. So, Allison, thank you.
It's my honor, my dear. Thank you for being you, and keep those classes going where you're all just playing together out there.
Yeah, we will. It's just part of what I'm here for. That's what I got to do. So thank you. Thank you. I love you. And listeners, bless you all. Thanks for being here.
Blessings.
Bye. Bye-bye for now.
Bye for now.